going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tone! You got your running shoes on? It's time for your victory lap, my friend.
Come on, Kenny.
It's time for your victory lap.
That's not what this is about.
That is exactly what this is about. Step up and do it.
Maybe old Limo would have taken the time, made it all about himself.
Do it now.
Not today. There's too many important things. It's too many key moves, including the biggest one, without a doubt, yesterday for the Browns making that move. And, you know, it was interesting because the wife wanted to watch the finale of The Pit, and I said,
no.
I said, Sarah, it's draft night.
It is draft night.
And then little birdie told me after that trade, you can go to bed if you want to. The draft is over tonight for the Cleveland Browns. So the intrigue wasn't there for me nearly
Stop
as much at the end of the first
being
round.
Being humble and take your victory lap.
Well, you deserve it.
Champion
why
pose.
Would I do that?
Up your nose with the rubber
take.
Hose and a
Take your victory lap. Do it now.
You
Come
know,
on.
I was always told you got to act like you've been there before.
Stop this. Stop it now.
That'll be a while.
Stop acting like you've been there before.
It's been a while since I've been there before. I think you got to go a long time back. But in this case,
I demand jackassery.
Can I say this, Kenny?
Yeah.
To billboard it, if you're looking for the headline. You're seeing a lot of grades that are out there. I'm seeing the fan resentment and outrage that was going on last night. I wonder if overnight that calms down a little bit. 216-474-0092. Can I call this the most responsible Browns draft that I have seen?
Wow. Responsibilities.
I am somebody who's gotten to know responsibilities
yeah.
over the last few years of my life.
Oh, man.
This isn't wild running and gunning Browns and Lima.
There you go.
It's
boy.
Changed. It's changed. And unfortunately, I'm just
there
telling you,
go.
If you're wondering what tipped me off or why I came to this conclusion that I did over the last, you know, really week and a half about what I thought the Browns
oh, yeah.
might do in this.
There's people posting videos of you from a while ago
yeah.
right now.
Yeah. You know, if you're wondering what truly
this
tipped it
great.
Off, it's just the way that who do you think controlled the draft board? We knew that Cam Ward was going number one overall.
Uh-huh.
Once that was the case, who controlled the draft board for everybody else? It was the Browns. Why was it that you were hearing more and more about this ascendance of Travis Hunter becoming a generational talent, not only in that he could do both corner and wide receiver, but that he became like the number one wide receiver prospect that we have seen in the NFL? Where do you think all that was coming from? He was a good player. He was a great player. He was a Heisman winner. He was one of the great college players. But he wasn't that when it came to wide receiver. And when I kept hearing that, I said, this has propaganda from a team that would want to entice somebody to move up written all over it.
Propaganda.
And what did they do? What did they do, Kenny?
Wow.
They found a team that when people talk about worst organizations in the NFL,
uh-huh.
right? Or worst setups or worst owner. What do you hear all the time? You do hear the Browns. I hate to say it. You do hear the Browns that until they win, and they're not going to be winning football games this year. You hear the Browns. You also hear Jacksonville. You hear Jacksonville all the time. And they got a team to trade up in what was universally considered a bad draft with the lowest amount of blue chippers ever. They extracted number 36 in this year's draft. They extracted a fourth rounder. Most importantly, Kenny, what did they get?
They got a first next year.
Come on.
They got a first next year.
That is a coup.
So when they
did it. That's an all-time draft coup.
When this happened, I said last night, because we were on last night for live coverage like we'll be on live tonight at 7 p.m. for second round coverage of the NFL draft. All along your University Hospitals, Cleveland Browns Radio Network, and your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. And I thought, social media is off because the cuss words are going to start. That's the way it's going to go. I know that people were nonplussed, to say the least, over at the stadium last night. I go, this is a move. I think I'm going to be right about this. This is a move that a lot of people are hating right now that they're going to understand tomorrow morning at 6. They're going to understand it because they'll probably take a quarterback tonight at some point. All right, that's clear. But the arms race for a quarterback started last night. And if you get a first-round pick in 2026, I said it with you because you were the one who spearheaded it about the trade down. I said it with you. If you get a first-round pick, you got to do it because the arms race is going to begin. And remember, you saw what the Rams did later on in the first round.
Yes.
They traded out. Well, I mean, because the Falcons are nuts. So they traded out of that pick. They couldn't say it quickly, fast enough, which again, or they couldn't say yes fast enough, which again, I don't know what Les Snead thinks about those picks now. He probably loves those picks. They're going to have another first rounder next year. Matt Stafford can only play for so long. You're already seeing it begin that there's going to be teams where, yeah, you're probably going to finish behind the Rams in standings. So you'll be higher, but you want to make sure you have everything that you could possibly get if you believe that you're going to fall in love with a quarterback. It's a year away. It's a whole year away. I don't want to get too nuts, but you had to do something like this because this is also, and I 216-474-0092. Folks, this is you paying the fiddler. I hate to point it out here. This is you paying the fiddler for a terrible trade with Deshaun Watson. You've had 3 years. I'm sorry to steal the thunder tone. You've had 3 years where you've had no first-round picks. You've had some developmental guys. Some have developed okay. Some have developed not at all. You've had those guys, but you haven't had first-round picks. You needed four more first-round picks, and clearly you needed somebody that you could trust as a solid football player. And I don't think that Mason Graham, I know that Andrew Berry talked to us last night, and he talked about the pass rushing part of being a defensive tackle. Guys, I think he'll have 2 sacks this year. Yeah. What I think he's going to do is he's going to be able to clog things up where guys cannot run away from 95 all the time. He can make a little bit more of an impact there, put you in third down situations, and hopefully your defense is going to be able to take care of some business. Now, we'll talk about Kevin Stefanski.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Stefanski here in a bit, but I think that Mason Graham is going to be a guy that's going to be able to play well for you for the next decade. I think this is a guy, I was texting my buddies last night, well, my phone blew up, obviously, just like everybody else's did, and I said to my other buddies, because, you know, we have the coaches thread, And I go, this is a guy who's probably going to be playing for the Browns by the time our kids graduate high school. Our oldest. He will be still a Cleveland Brown defensive tackle by the time that's all said and done, which is a big moment for the Browns because I think he's going to be a good, sturdy defensive lineman. But, of course, there are concerns about Julio Jones and Phil Taylor
sure.
in that year.
I get it.
I'll hear it out. I will hear it all out. But when you're getting offered a first next year, 36 this year, you got to do it.
It's an offer you can't refuse.
You got to do it.
It really is. We had the Godfather theme yesterday. It really is an offer. You have to sign off on a trade like that. It's a responsible thing to do. It's not what anybody wants who was on the fence about season tickets this year. I get it. And the Browns, finally, with that information, they were equipped with all that. The Browns know how hard this next season could be. It is all absolutely
I'm not selling
part.
You on great things for this year.
It's Mm-mm. all absolutely part Mm-mm. of what you just said, Ken. And I think it's important to understand. Like they are not going to be good this year. They are probably not. Okay. I hate to do that, but at the same time, it was a disciplined move, knowing that this was never the draft that you were going to make up for the Deshaun Watson mistake. Yeah. This was never it. It was going to be next draft. And what did they do? They stole a number one, a first rounder for a team that do you have any faith that Jacksonville with this new electrifying wide receiver / corner that they're going to use them right? All same questions we had about us.
Yeah.
And my God, I mean, Trevor Lawrence be a one hit away from the Browns having two top five picks in next year's draft. Are you kidding me? You want to talk about controlling the draft? Like they control tonight's second round. They control next year's draft the way I see it right now.
So it's been an interesting run here for Andrew Berry for the last 6 years because this is an organization that went from not caring about defensive tackles at all to where they took their first pick last year in the second round, taking Mike Hall. They're obviously number five overall pick in the draft. They take Mason Graham this year. They've addressed it with Malik Collins as well. This is a team that has gone from that to this over the last 6 years. So they're testing their guardrails. That's for sure. I'll say this. There's a lot of criticism to be waged at Andrew Berry over the last 6 years, and I don't think that he should have to run or be able to get away with any of it. But I think that this is something that's responsible, and I told you I would say this back in February, and I'm going to say it right now. He did what was right for the franchise. I don't know if this is going to mean, because I think they have the best intentions possible, and I know that they're going to be very, very patient. They're going to try to be very patient, but we have these plans in the month of April, and you know they get thrown out the window by the time November comes around. And so it's going to get hot, and it's going to get sticky, and it's going to be an angry fan base at times, because I don't think this season, this year, is going to go particularly well. But do you think it would have went particularly well had you taken somebody else there in the top five? I think that Travis Hunter would have made a difference offensively. How much of a difference? You could have won some more games. Were you going to be a playoff team? I never once said that. So there's going to be some tough times here coming up in this season. But what I can say is that Andrew Berry made a responsible decision. They made a responsible decision. They got a great haul from Jacksonville, and they took what is going to be, again, a solid player. What? I know he mentioned pass rush. I ain't going to talk about pass rush. I think he's going to be a very solid player to take in double teams and create opportunities for some of the other guys that are going to be playing around him.
Kenny, what I was nervous about, and I agree with all of that when it comes to Mason Graham, what his role is, whatever. This today is not about Mason Graham. It's about the acknowledgement and the Browns, when I say discipline, and I'm using terms like responsible, here is why. Kenny, what I was most nervous about, especially when Myles Garrett ends up just resigning, I'm like, are they going to delude themselves into trying to piecemeal something together with a tough cap situation? And I know the Browns have all the money in the world, the cash flow situation, the interest-free loans, all that stuff that the capologists will say. The reality is they're kind of in cap hell. If we're talking about competing for championships, they're in no position to do it. They did not delude themselves. They did not like triple down on a bad spot. They finally realized we have to start digging. We need the shovel. Now they've got the shovel.
Yeah.
They've got the opportunity now to truly, make this thing get a full turnout, full scale, 33-36, okay? They've got the two picks in the third round, 67 their own, 94 from the Amari Cooper trade, and that first rounder next year. Yeah. They can get a boatload of talent and cheap talent. That is the key here, young, cheap talent to do this in the most disciplined way.
So I want to know from people today, last night's last night. You've had some time to think about this. The ranting and the raving. If you still want to rant and rave and tell us that this is stupid, please go right now. Are you getting it right now? Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Are you getting anything right now with people hating this?
Oh, absolutely. People are talking about need right now. Grillingac on social media says, D-tackle wasn't even a top five in need. Your offense scored 15 points a game. You trade away premier talent for undersized defensive tackle. I don't think this was a draft about need. Need is when you're good. Need is when you're Kansas City and you're sitting there at 32. And what do? They take a chance on a guy coming off an injury from Ohio State, Josh Simmons, right? That's a need for a team that is competing for a Super Bowl. Get this need stuff out of your head, Browns fans. You're in no position to worry about need. You know what need they have? A quarterback. You know which draft didn't have the quarterback?
This year.
You know which draft is going to have the quarterback? Next year. So guess when you have to worry about need? Next year.
Tough talking tone. I love it.
Use your brains on this, guys.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.